That's because I leave it. I forget. Hello.
Good afternoon, Miss Riley. This is Sean with Legacy Insurance.
Hi,
how are you today?
How are you? I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
Oh, absolutely wonderful. Just winding down the day.
Yes.
I know you had booked an appointment. You had probably wanted to chat with me about the status of your insurance with National General.
Yes, because I had seen that you had tried to call and I got so busy at work. We had several emergencies and I just completely forgot. And so what I thought, I was like, let me book it so that we could talk to get those questions answered.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so I think, I'm trying to put it up and it's taking a second to come back on to me. So the biggest question I was having, because you were saying like, so you said it was something about it being late, and I was wondering, like, okay, if it was past due a couple of days but still was paid, it never went into like, oh, it's a month late, it's 2 months late. So I don't understand. I didn't understand when you were saying it, that it made it a month late. I think that was the term that was used. So that's why I was.
If we look at the entire year, then there's only going to be time for 11 payments scheduled out of a 12-month bill schedule. So let me go through and figure out. There must have been a month that may have been paid or a payment bounced back. I think we started seeing some issues like this in the month of December, where there was a return payment on two occasions. And so what happened was you made a payment in January. This was designed to be for the month of December, but we had missed January's payment. So that's kind of where we're at. So the policy was scheduled to cancel. I reinstated it, but we missed an installment for January. Since now we're trying to consolidate 12 bills into 11 cycles, that's going to cause...
So it wasn't the January. So the first issue, the first time there was an issue was in November, and that's where I was confused, because I know the funds were there, and I always know it's there, and it sat there, and it sat there, and it sat there. And I was like, okay, normally it's out by now, the holiday, and I thought, well, maybe it's just a holiday. Didn't really pay any attention. I went out of town, came back, and I was like, wait a minute, I don't think the insurance ever came out. What is going on? So I went into the app, and no, I don't think I had downloaded the app yet. But anyway, I went into the site, and I saw that it said notice of cancellation. And when I look at the billing information, I don't know what billing information that was. I don't even know the account numbers and so forth. It had some strange account numbers and so forth in there. And I went in and I put in the information. And I didn't call because I just happened to see it, and I just went ahead and just did it because I saw that it was late. And then I went back and I was going, well, I don't understand how that even happened, how this information changed, because it's been billing correctly all of this time. I never saw that there was a submittal or a return check or anything like that. And I paid it, which ended up being, I want to say, because it was due on the, I think the 21st. I came back after Thanksgiving because I was out for the Thanksgiving holiday. So I believe it was roughly in December, like December 1st or so, or when I noticed it, somewhere around the beginning of December, because I kept going, okay, this money is sitting here, and why isn't it gone anywhere? And so I made the payment. And then The second one, yes, it did bounce in December. And that's literally because the paycheck, with the holiday coming up, my paycheck actually didn't hit the early time like I expected it to. It actually hit the day, like a couple days after. And so as soon as it hit, I made the payment. So that one, yes, I understood. That was my fault. I didn't have enough in there. The November one, I didn't, like I said, the money was there. I don't know what was going on. You guys said it came back as a insufficient funds. I don't know how or why, but I didn't really make a big deal out of it. I just went ahead and paid it, and I noticed that the December bill when I paid was more because it was like $590-something, which I assume was the late fee or the return check fee. When I looked at it, because that's when I saw, because I got a notice saying something about the next month's rate would go up to almost $700, which is what I had called you about. I was like, okay, why is it going up next month to $700? And you said something, you had told me that because it went over from the auto pay, I think it's, yeah, from auto pay to direct pay. And that once the, once I made the payment of what was past due, I would be eligible to get back onto that, the auto pay. And that's when I said I've already made it, because that same day is the day that I made the payment of the $590 that it was saying that needed to be paid. So I paid what it said needed to be paid. And then it said the next payment would be $120. And then, and like I said, on the ninth, I happened to get a message saying that my insurance was canceled. And that's where I was like, wait a minute. Because I had even gone in over that weekend, and it said the next payment due, because I, you know, looked in on it because my daughter asked a question about the insurance, and that's how I saw it. I was like, wait a minute. It just said the next payment wasn't due until 120 in the 670-something, 672, and now all of a sudden it's saying it was canceled for non-payment, which is why I got frustrated, because I'm like, this is not what it said. I did what the papers said. I paid what was said. It was need to be paid. This was set, and now I have a cancellation.
Yeah, we avoided the cancellation, but I think where things may get tricky in the future is because there's been a total of three return payments now. They have essentially booted you from the automatic payment plan, and now they're sending out the direct bills. So we actually have we have an alternate solution for you. We can just kind of restart over. Different carrier, very similar price point compared to what you were used to when the payments were coming out steady, and same coverage, obviously, but this will enable you to get back on the auto pay. No cancellation. We would just kind of terminate the National General policy and start a new one.
Okay.
Because I know it's easier for you to manage, you know, when you have a consistent monthly bill, and, you know, while the payments may not come out exactly on the due date, especially if the due date is a holiday or a weekend, mm-hmm. there's usually like 2 to 3 business days before payment can properly clear the bank. Mm-hmm. You can choose a date of your choice, and then we can just activate a new policy rather than try to play catch up on the old.
Okay. Well, good, because I am looking to try to find something cheaper. I know, and I know that I need to, I know my daughter is working on getting all her stuff transferred over. She hasn't been able to spend, because she's pregnant, so she's been kind of on bed rest and everything, and hadn't been able to go up to the DMV and so forth, because she's no longer at the house. But she hasn't, you know, they've got her on strict bed rest and everything, so she hasn't been able to go get all of those things done. But I know, I mean, that's neither here nor there right now, because I'll keep it right now until she can get up there and get everything transferred over.
Yeah, what's she doing? She's going to be transferring one of her vehicles to...
Yes. Right now, everything is still registered here for Indiana. I'm sorry, for Virginia.
Okay. So So at some point in time, she'll be taking one of her cars and registering it in Indiana?
Yes.
Okay. Is she a student?
Yes.
Okay. So she's going off to university in Indiana?
Yes.
She enrolled in school now?
No, she's not enrolled right now because she's pregnant and they have her on bed rest.
Okay. All right. Well, here is what we would need to start a new policy. I think it's probably better we do this now than later because I believe that National General, come the summertime, they would not renew the account. They've kind of flagged it for a non-renewal based on the billing history. So what we can do, this new policy, a replacement policy, would be all the same coverage. We cover both your cars and you and your daughter. And so as long as a payment was is never missed, payments would start at $4.93.33. And the only way that they would cover you would be also if they kind of multi-policy package together renter's insurance for where you live. But that's a simple policy. It just covers your personal possessions. It's usually not more than $10 or $15 a month. What date would you like to activate coverage on this policy?
Just a second.
And let's also identify what's the working bank account that we're going to attach to this one.
Okay.
We previously had one that ended in 2598. I'm not sure if that's the one that you would desire to use going forward.
Yes, 2598 is the correct one. That's why I was confused when I didn't when I saw things that were, you know, total numbers that wasn't that. I was like, what is this?
Okay. All right. So, any preferable build date on this one?
I would preferably like it to be earlier in the month instead of towards that end of the month, because the end of the month is the car note and, you know, prepare for the rent for the next month. So the, you know, between the 1st and the 15th would be better. But the 15th through the 30th are the heavier or, you know, the more, the bigger bills that I have to pay, so.
All right, so how about the 15th? We'll have the policy start on the 15th. That is next Sunday.
Okay.
And then the 15th would just be your regular bill date.
Okay.
We'll also time it so that, you know, we will officially cancel the National General policy on the 15th. So there's no lapse in coverage. There may be a partial bill due to National General, right, since your equity paid you through the 28th of December, but they'll mail whatever remaining balance that you have directly to you. And I believe that there's, you know, not a deadline per se on when it's due, but I would recommend that you pay it and not discard it so it won't go to collections or anything like that.
Okay.
The only thing that I would have to do, Kenitra, is just issue new policy documents. You will have some applications sent to your inbox that you'll need to electronically sign, and then you'll have new coverage in force as of the 15th.
Okay, sounds great.
Yeah. Does that solve a problem for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. I'm glad that we could reach an agreement there. So let me work on that for the next half hour or so. And then before the end of the business day, you'll have all the new documents that you'll need.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Mr. Shine.
My pleasure. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye now.